them. The Body, Mind, and Spirit Conference coming up again, October 31st is the main conference on that Saturday, and on the 30th you have the pre-conference, which is on inner ethics, examining counter-transference with compassion. Again, people can get to information on that conference via my site, northernspiritradio.org. But Bob, one of the questions that comes up about dealing with this kind of stuff, you know, transpersonal psychology is one of the topics, these things in the academic environment, the question is, are they effective? So I just want to ask you, have you heard either anecdotally or some kind of systematic reporting that what was presented in your conference has worked to change the world? I mean, that's what I'm after when I'm doing Spirit in Action.
On our small scale, I think that anyone who had attended over the past 12 years would answer in the affirmative. Many times people say that the community that they felt in those 2 days was a powerful experience and helped them to feel like they had the energy and the courage and the spirit to go back into their life to try to help make a difference. We've had even one case I can remember of a woman who actually came to spend her last days of life at our conference. She was about to die, and she and her daughter came to our conference because that was how she wanted to spend her last few days on earth, were being in a community of people talking about wellness and talking about healing and talking about spirituality. We've had a few sessions where right there in the room at the time, either a session like a monk shaman who did a healing ceremony, there was a therapist who teaches down at Marquette University, Dr. Anish Sheikh, who did some imagery healing with a man who was basically healed of about a 20-year illness, I think it was. I don't remember the exact length of time. He'd been a teenage boy, and here he was a man in his 30s, I think. So it was about 20, 25 years, and he'd been suffering for a long, long time, and one 20-minute session in the conference helped provide significant improvement for him. And I talked with Tom Franklin, who used to be the co-chair of the conference, and he followed up with this man 6 months later and then even a few years later, and the man still did not have any of a pain that he'd been suffering for so many years. So we've seen direct experience of healing. And there was another story Tom was telling once about in our first or second, maybe third year of our conference, there was this healing that took place that I was just talking about. And someone at our university heard a story about the healing, and this man was losing his eyesight, and he woke up the next morning and felt that his eyesight was getting better, which was completely the opposite of the direction his eyesight had been going for many, many years. And he went to his doctor and took his glasses off and could actually read the chart. And the doctor called a world expert down in Madison and said, "Have you ever heard of a case like this before where a guy's eyes actually got better after having this health problem?" And the guy said, "I've only heard of maybe one or two cases in the whole world." So we've had a few really spectacular examples of healing, but much more important, other than the few cases like that, are the hundreds and hundreds of people who felt energized, who felt love, who felt compassion, who felt community at our conference, and used that to help them maybe to work through some depression that they'd been suffering or to engage in trying to help make the world a better place. We had Terry Gipps a few years ago, who's a famous expert here in the upper Midwest, talking about living sustainably. And so we've had many people who've been very engaged, I think, as a result of the conference that they've attended.